The hairs on the back of my neck were standing up. I was watching the supposed runner as she ordered at the counter. I would have been planning an encounter of my own if this was a normal time. It would be a failed encounter, given her looks and my assessment of my chances. She was wearing tight, black Lycra jogging bottoms, accompanied by a baggy East Coast College sweatshirt. The outfit failed to hide her figure. Her blonde hair was tied in a tight ponytail, and she was very good-looking. Too good-looking for the likes of me, in my own experience. She was also taller than my normal targets, 5'10 or 11 in her pumps. Not that I had a string of successful conquests to my name. There had been an occasional one-night stand in recent years. No relationships that I could speak of apart from one longer effort in college. No relationships of any note that lasted more than a couple of weeks or dates. In the last few months, even this had stopped, except one brief, not repeated encounter. The woman should have been wearing music headphones. That was if she were really a runner. My caution and concern increased, replacing the attraction. I counted. There were four other customers in the shop. I had checked them out when they'd arrived and saw no threat. It was my second visit to the town in 2 weeks. It was about 45 minutes direct drive from my current home or hideout. 6 months cash in advance, using a false name and no other checks, got me the one-bed apartment. At least it was furnished, clean, and in a central location for multiple routes out of the city. It had taken well over an hour to drive to the small town, thanks to my normal precautions, and that was with little or no traffic. I had only been in the venue 10 minutes. I had not even drunk half my coffee. I was hoping to settle in for at least an hour with my latest book, maybe longer, if I grabbed something to eat. I was spending a lot of time reading across all sorts of subjects and genres, mixing fiction and factual. Inspired by the book site with a different fake account to access and be a member, it was also a semblance of normality in my paranoid, abnormal life. It was also a good way of starting conversations in bookshops. A conversation I would have started with the blonde, given a different set of circumstances. I'd been uneasy only an hour before. That sense of something that was not right on my hike. It was after my target practice, as I first moved to take the trail back to the car. I'd stopped, still waiting to see whether some other walkers or worse appeared. A pistol back in my hand. It was one of two I had with me. There was nothing but birdsong and an occasional rustle of leaves in the trees. After 5 minutes of silent checking, I altered direction. It was probably a deer watching me. Nevertheless, I added to my 5 mile count an extra 30 miles to the hike. I returned to the car, taking a different route back. This cafe was well away from the city. I traveled out into the surrounding countryside to exercise, train, and try to relax. It was a crisp spring morning with the promise of real warmth later. This town allowed me to park and walk up seldom-used trails into the hills and forest. Paranoia is easy to get doing counter-surveillance. I have had to drive my suspicion back below action levels on numerous occasions over the last 6 months. After the shooting practice and hike around the local forest, I swapped out my hiking boots in the trunk for trainers and a change of sweatshirt. The car was 2 blocks away from the cafe. My latest Glock was freshly cleaned in the woods before I headed back after firing, and now was reloaded. It was lodged in my waistband, not in my backpack. The pack had spare magazines, another Glock, cash, and a small escape kit. I always had that with me. I suspected the girl had a similar weapon hidden by the bagginess of her top. Maybe she had more than one. I was watching her, without directly watching. I was using the mirror behind the male student barista to watch customers enter. The cafe's door had a nice bell, which had helped to give me that warning. My seat was towards the rear. After checking her out, I would have ignored her completely, regardless of the attraction. No time to contemplate the lack of female company in my current state of paranoia. What gave it away was the 6'3", 250-pound gorilla who came through the door while she hummed and hawed over her order. She was taking too long to decide. The student server seemed to have more patience as his eyes roamed over her figure. She glanced into the mirror, and the male ape specimen followed her gaze, his eyes locking briefly on mine, and he immediately realized they were made.